A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. For that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name. Make known among the peoples his deeds. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Has wrought wonders. Let this be known through all the earth. Shout aloud and sing praise, you who dwell in Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Thank you.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home.
Verbum Domini.
Urgency. Urgency is the message of the visitation. The visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to her cousin, St. Elizabeth, had to be the most urgent visitation in Christian history. And for 2,000 years, the gospel has always been urgent. The long-awaited Messiah has visited his people and comes to set them free. The Blessed Virgin, after her virginal conception by the power of the Holy Spirit and compelled by the same Holy Spirit, brings the author of salvation in her immaculate womb to visit a couple in need, Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah and Elizabeth were without child, barren and latter in years. And in the context of the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel announced to the Blessed Virgin Mary that her cousin in Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is a 6th month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. With God, nothing will be impossible. The Blessed Virgin Mary gives her consent to the angel, and salvation enters the world first through her consent, through her faith, her act of faith, and then in her immaculate womb. Immediately after God enters the world, he is taken on a pilgrimage through the hill country of Judah. No easy pilgrimage, I might add. through the hill country. Carol Houselander, a famous convert, a British artist, poet, and spiritual writer, wrote that the Blessed Virgin Mary's first instinct, even before she saw Christ's face, was while he was still hidden in the womb, was to take him to others who needed him, to take him to them, to give them life. In other words, to give them peace, true peace. She says, in a wonderful story of her visit to St. Elizabeth, we find the first perfect missionary journey. The Blessed Virgin Mary brings the God-man to somebody in need. The perfect example of missionary activity in the church. And guess what? You are called to be a missionary. Not just the Franciscan missionaries of the Eternal Word, but each of you who are baptized. In what way are you called to bring Jesus, the Eternal Word, to somebody in need? Salvation is always urgent. The Blessed Virgin Mary brings Emmanuel, God with us, to her cousin who is in need. Zechariah and Elizabeth were in an unusual situation. Not only were they surprised by the conception of their child, but Zechariah was left mute because he doubted the message of the angel that his wife Elizabeth was with child. And during the Blessed Virgin Mary's stay in their home, his mouth was loosened and he regained his speech. There's a big difference between Zechariah's doubt and Mary's faith. St. Augustine says that Zechariah did not believe, and he asked, "How shall I know this?" Mary believed, and she said, "How shall this be?" She believed. She didn't doubt. Mary's response is faith-seeking understanding. Very famous way of looking at theology, fides quaerens intellectum, faith-seeking understanding. We don't have understanding first and then believe because we have understanding. Most of us approach that faith that way sometimes. I will consent, I will believe when I understand. That's a backwards way of looking at faith. We consent in faith. We ask for the grace of faith given to us in baptism to be stirred up. And we seek to understand that which we believe. God, please give me the grace to understand, the gift of understanding that we receive. Help me to understand that which I believe. The Blessed Virgin gives us this model, and her response is faith-filled inquiry. She doesn't question whether the angel's message is true, she accepts it. St. Thomas Aquinas says that she inquires not from doubt, but from a desire to be instructed, from a humble docility. How shall this be? I believe, but how shall this be? The words of the Blessed Virgin reaching the ears of her cousin, of St. Elizabeth, made the infant in her womb leap for joy. And after the Blessed Virgin Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, she conceived the Christ in her womb, and the same Holy Spirit filled St. Elizabeth. The scriptures say, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. You can see how Mary's faith and also Elizabeth's faith build upon one another. Unfortunately, pregnancy is not always experienced with such joyful disposition and anticipation as the Blessed Virgin Mary and her cousin Saint Elizabeth had on the day of the Annunciation and the Visitation. Every human life has value at the moment of conception. Pope St. John Paul II stated, "Human life finds itself most vulnerable when it enters the world and when it leaves the realm of time to embark upon eternity." He says that this understanding draws us into the deepest element of God's commandment to protect human life, the requirement to show reverence and to love the very person and every human person who ever exists. We pray at this Mass for all mothers who find themselves in an unwanted and difficult pregnancy. May you be visited by the Blessed Virgin Mary this day and the one in her womb who has the power to calm the storm in your life, Jesus. She brings him. He is the one who has the power to calm any storm.